create a motto with ideas ignite. From dreams to designs, we bring them to life. For creators, for makers, all in one place. Join the futures at the surface.
Create, create, connect, and watch it grow. Your vision's waiting at Create-O-Moto.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. This time, we're going to be talking all about CX and UX.
Ooh, good one.
Two terms you hear everywhere these days, right?
Yeah.
So in this deep dive, we want to figure out what exactly these terms mean and why they matter.
Absolutely.
Our source material this time is an article titled CX versus UX, Understanding the Distinctions and Their Impact on Business Success.
Sounds interesting.
And we'll be talking about all of the most important parts of the article and try to figure out how all of this applies to you.
Makes sense.
So how about we jump right in? Everyone seems to be obsessed with these terms, but where do we even start?
Well, let's start with a simple analogy. Imagine a restaurant.
Okay.
UX is like how delicious the food is, you know, the actual taste.
Yeah, so the core experience.
Yeah, exactly. But CX is everything else.
Everything else.
Like the ambiance, the service, even how clean the restrooms are.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole experience from the moment you walk in the door to when you leave.
Gotcha. So if I have the best pasta I've ever had, but the server spills water on me like 3 times.
Yeah.
That's bad CX, even though the food was amazing.
Exactly. And, you know, it shows how both are important, right? You need both good food, A&D, a good overall experience for a successful restaurant.
For sure. The article actually gives us some helpful definitions, so maybe we should look at those.
Sounds good.
It says the UX encompasses the interactions individuals have with a specific product or service, particularly in the digital realm.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on usability, functionality, design, and the overall satisfaction derived from using a product.
Yeah, so think of it as like how smoothly and enjoyably you interact with something digital, like an app or a website.
Okay, like the article uses the example of ordering food through an app.
Right.
So if it's super easy to use, you find what you want, and it works perfectly, that's great UX.
Yeah.
But if it's clunky and crashes every 5 seconds, you're probably going to be frustrated, which is bad UX.
Yeah. No one wants that.
Now, the article defines CX a little more broadly. It says that CX encompasses the holistic perception customers have of a brand arising from all interactions across various touch points throughout the customer journey.
Right. So it's not just about one interaction. It's like the whole relationship over time.
So CX is kind of like the big picture.
Exactly. It's like think about your favorite online store.
Okay.
CX includes everything from how easy it is to find what you're looking for, how fast it ships, all the way to what happens if you need to return something.
Wow. So it really is everything.
Yeah. Every tip of coin counts.
The article then jumps into some key differences between CX and UX. So it says that, well, one of the biggest differences is the scope.
Yeah.
UX is focused on a single product or service, while CX is about the entire brand experience.
Mm-hmm.
Also, UX mainly focuses on usability and functionality,
right,
while CX considers every touch point a customer has with the company.
Like we said before, it's that big picture idea.
And then another big difference is how success is measured. For UX, success is usually measured by how quickly someone can complete a task on an app or website.
Yeah.
But with CX, it's things like customer satisfaction scores and how likely a customer is to recommend the brand to others.
Makes sense.
Now, the article also says that even though both are super important, CX and UX can sometimes clash.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For example, they mentioned an e-commerce platform that has an absolutely beautiful website, super easy to use.
Nice.
But then their delivery service is just the worst.
Oof. Yeah, I've been there.
Like the packages are always late or damaged or something.
That's the worst.
And it kind of proves their point, right?
Yeah.
It shows that a strong UX can be completely ruined by a poor CX.
Definitely. It highlights how important it is to get both right if you want happy customers.
Totally. And then the article also lists some specific strategies for how companies can improve both UX and CX.
Yeah. What are some of those?
So for UX, they really emphasize user research and usability testing.
Oh, yeah. Those are crucial.
Like you can't just assume you know what people want. You have to actually talk to users and get their feedback.
Definitely. And testing designs with real people is so important.
And for CX, they recommend mapping out the entire customer journey, personalizing the experience, making sure the experience is consistent across all channels, and providing really good employee training.
I like that last one. Well-trained employees can make a huge difference.
For sure. And they wrap up by saying that aligning CX and UX strategies is really, really important.
Makes sense.
Like, you could have the best in-store experience in the world.
Okay.
But then if their website is a total mess, that good feeling kind of disappears.
Right. Or you might find the perfect item online, but then give up because the checkout process is impossible.
Ugh. Yes. So frustrating.
So it's about making the entire journey, online and offline, feel good and consistent.
For sure. They brought up Apple and Amazon as examples of companies that are doing this well.
Makes sense. They're both known for good experiences.
Yeah, they talk about how Apple has incredible UX. You know, think about how easy iPhones are to use.
Yeah, they're pretty intuitive.
And they also mention how sleek their stores are and how helpful their customer service is.
That's true. They've created a really strong brand image.
And then for Amazon, they point out their super user-friendly website.
Yeah, it's dangerously easy to buy stuff on there.
Right. And then they also talk about how they have super fast delivery and hassle-free returns.
Yep. They've figured out how to make both CX and UX work together really seamlessly.
Yeah, they really have. All right, so that's a good overview of what the article talks about. But now I want to hear what you think.
Okay.
What do you think is the most interesting takeaway?
That's a good question, I think.
So we're back. We've been talking all about CX and UX, you know, what they mean and how companies use them. And sometimes how companies maybe use them a little too well.
Right.
Like when you end up buying way more than you planned.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the process was so smooth.
It can be dangerous.
But yeah, it's interesting how even the smallest interactions can totally change how we see a company.
For sure. Like, yeah. I might love a certain coffee shop just because the barista always remembers my order.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Even if their coffee isn't the absolute best.
I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of people, the article talks a lot about how important employee training is for a good CX.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
Well, think about it. The employees are the ones actually interacting with customers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're the face of the company.
Okay.
So when you have an employee who's super knowledgeable and friendly, it can make a regular interaction feel really special.
Like you're more than just a sale.
Exactly. Like, you know, if they remember your name or your usual order.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It just makes you feel valued.
For sure. And it reminds me of something else the article talked about.
What's that?
Companies making mistakes with CX and UX.
Oh.
And one of the biggest mistakes, it says, is not seeing things from the customer's perspective.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one.
I feel like companies get so caught up in their own processes and stuff that they kind of forget what it's like to actually be a customer.
Yeah, like they're so focused on the numbers.
Right. But there are real people on the other side of the screen.
Totally.
Or on the other end of the phone.
It's so easy to lose sight of that.
Yeah, and that can lead to some pretty bad experiences. Like, imagine trying to use a website that's designed for the company's convenience, not for yours.
Yeah, I hate that.
Or what about calling customer service and getting someone who's just reading from a script?
Yeah, they'll...
And they can't actually help you with anything.
So frustrating.
It makes you feel like you're just a number, you know?
Totally. It's like they don't even care.
Exactly. The article also talks about the importance of user research and testing.
Right.
You know, actually talking to customers and getting their feedback.
It's so important.
But you can't just guess what people want.
Yeah, you have to actually ask them.
Exactly. Like, have you ever used an app that's so bad?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That you just had to delete it.
Definitely.
Maybe the navigation was horrible or they hit fees at checkout.
Ugh, or it crashed all the time.
Right. All of that is bad UX and it can totally ruin the CX too.
For sure. They all feed into each other.
Because it shows that the company isn't really thinking about the customer.
Mm-hmm. They're not putting the customer first.
So ultimately, good CX and UX both come down to being customer centric.
Yeah.
Putting the customer at the center of every decision.
And making sure that their experience is positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if a company wants to improve their CX and UX, where do they even start?
Honestly, I think the most important thing is just making it a priority.
A priority.
Yeah. Like not just saying it's important.
Okay.
But actually making it a core part of how they do business.
Okay. So walking the walk.
Exactly. And then they have to be willing to invest the resources to make it happen.
Okay. So what does that look like?
Well, you know, hiring the right people. Implementing good technology and making sure they have systems in place to collect and respond to customer feedback.
Gotcha. Now, what about us?
Yes.
Yeah, like the customers. Is there anything we can do to push for better experiences?
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to just give feedback.
Feedback?
Yeah, both good and bad.
Okay.
Tell companies what they're doing well, but also let them know where they can improve.
So don't be shy about speaking up.
Exactly. You can leave reviews, fill out feedback forms, contact customer service, all of that.
Got it.
Because our voices do matter.
Okay, so speak up.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the most powerful thing you can do is vote with your wallet.
What do you mean?
Like if a company consistently has a bad CX.
Okay.
Just stop giving them your money.
Oh, take your business elsewhere.
Exactly. We have the power to make a difference.
I like that. It's like we all have to work together to raise the bar for customer experience.
I love that. We can shape the future of CX and UX.
Push companies to actually care about our experiences.
And hopefully make things better for everyone.
I love it. Okay, so we were talking before about Apple and Amazon.
Right.
And how they're both known for good CX and UX.
Yeah, they're definitely leaders.
But is there anything that one of them does particularly well?
Well, I think Apple has always been incredible at making products that are beautiful and easy to use.
Yeah.
Like they really prioritize that seamless, intuitive experience.
Okay.
Whether you're using an iPhone or a MacBook or even just browsing their website.
Yeah, and their stores too.
Oh my gosh, yes. Their stores are like works of art.
Right. Like everything is designed so perfectly.
Exactly. It's all about creating that specific feeling.
Yeah, an Apple feeling.
Yeah. But Amazon, I think, excels in a different way.
Okay, how so?
Well, they're all about convenience and selection.
Okay.
Like, their website is designed to make buying things as easy as possible.
Yeah, it's scary easy.
And then, you know, their delivery speed is insane.
It's like magic. How do they do it?
It's like they've mastered logistics. It's all part of creating that frictionless experience where there are no barriers to buying stuff.
Yeah, and it definitely works.
Oh, yeah. I'm a victim of the one-click ordering way too often.
Me too. Uh-huh. But, you know, even with all the technology involved,
yeah,
we can't forget about the human element of CX and UX.
Totally. Even in today's digital world, human interaction is still super important.
Okay.
Like, think about the times you've had to call customer service.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a representative who's actually helpful and friendly.
Oh, that's the best.
You can totally turn around a bad experience.
Right, because you feel like they actually care about solving your problem.
Exactly. And that feeling of being valued is so important.
Totally. So this has been super interesting. I feel like I'm seeing things in a totally new way now.
That's awesome.
Like I'm way more aware of all the little CX and UX things around me.
I love it. It's amazing how much more you notice once you start paying attention.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay.
I have a challenge for our listener. Yeah. Pay attention to your own experiences.
Uh-huh.
What makes you happy? What makes you mad?
Yeah.
And what makes you want to shout about a brand from the rooftops?
I love that challenge.
Think about it. And we'll be back soon for our final thoughts. And we're back, ready to wrap up our CX and UX deep dive.
Let's do it.
We've talked a lot about what they are, why they matter, and how some companies just knock it out of the park.
Right.
But honestly, I feel like I'm seeing CX and UX everywhere now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's not just online or in stores anymore.
Okay.
It's literally everything.
You know.
Like, even just trying to park my car.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's like I've unlocked some secret level of awareness.
You got it.
Okay, so the article we're looking at today wraps up by talking about how important it is to align CX and UX strategies.
Super important.
But why is that such a big deal?
Well, think about it this way. You could have, like, the coolest product imaginable.
Okay.
But if buying it is a total pain,
yeah,
or if the customer service is terrible, you're not going to be excited about it for very long.
It's like that feeling when you order something online and it arrives in the cheapest packaging ever.
Ugh.
Or you try to call customer service.
Oh.
And you're on hold for like an hour.
The worst.
It's like they're saying one thing with their product,
right,
but doing the complete opposite with their service.
Yeah, it's all about consistency.
So it's not just about having amazing products or services.
Nope.
It's about making sure the entire experience reflects that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every interaction, big or small, should make you feel good about the company.
I like that. So we've talked a lot about Apple and Amazon and how they're kind of the gold standard.
Right.
But are there other industries where CX and UX are super important?
Ooh, good question. I think healthcare is a really big one.
Healthcare.
Yeah. Imagine trying to use a confusing medical website.
Oh, gosh.
Or trying to book an appointment, and the system is just impossible.
Yeah.
Or even worse, you know, trying to access important health information when you're already stressed out.
That's scary.
It just adds so much unnecessary anxiety.
Right. So bad CX and UX in healthcare can actually have some serious consequences.
Exactly. It can affect people's health and well-being.
Wow, that's a really good point.
Hmm.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is to just be mindful.
Okay.
Pay attention to your own experiences as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the things that make you happy, the things that annoy you,
right,
and the things that make you want to tell all your friends about a company.
I love that. And don't be afraid to share your feedback, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Both good and bad.
Because as customers, we have power.
Yeah.
We can use our voices to make things better.
So let's all go out there and demand amazing experiences.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of CX and UX.
It's been fun.
We hope you learned some interesting things and had some fun along the way.
Definitely.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep demanding those awesome customer experiences.
See you later.